The Gemara said on top of Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, what does it mean? Migapoya vaybigapoya say. So the Gemara dashes Yeshu Ishu Banim Rabbi Meisel Shiv Chiknanis Ein La Ishu Banim Ein Rabbi Meisel Shiv Chiknanis. The Eved Rebbe is only Mutter B'Shiv Chiknanis if he has an Ishu Banim. What does it mean Ishu Banim? The Pasha says it means he has to have both an Isha and Banim. But having just an Isha without Banim would not be good enough. But if you take a look at Rashi and Chumash, Rashi and Chumash, the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim, Rashi says that Imlohayin Nasi Mitchila in Rabbi Meisel Shiv Chiknanis. But it's Masha, if he was Nasi, if he was married, then he could be Meisel Shiv Chiknanis, even though there's no Banim. So it's Masha from Rashi that having Isha alone without Banim is also good enough. And the Mishnah Melech in Hilchas Avadim, Perakim Alachadad, is very bothered with this Rashi. He says Rashi is Lechayik and Agadah Gemara. The Gemara is Masha, we need both Isha Ubanim. Where does Rashi get this from that Isha alone is good enough? L'chayit k'neged the Gemara says it's k'neged all the pesukim. The Gemara says you have to have yeshal yishu banim. But the truth is, if you look in the Taisa Rashi over here, you have a beferish makar for shitas Rashi. The Taisa Rashi speaks of beferish when it says yeshal yishu banim. It doesn't mean yishu ubanim. It means ayay katani. It means either one, or either an yishu or banim. Either one is enough to be allowed to have a shivcha. There's no need to have both yishu banim. So that is l'chayit ha-Rashi. Learned the Gemara as well, and Rashash really speaks this out, and he says he doesn't see where the Mishnah saw in the Gemara, not like Rashi of Adikul in the Gemara Kipshutai, that it means either one, but from Rashi and Chumash, you have a riot to the Taisa Rashi, that's Ayay Tani, Isha, or Banim. Now, what's the pshat in this din that you have to have, only if you have Isha Banim, it can be Maisa Shef Chiknanis, and if not, not? So the Yavit speaks out over here, and really the Rishonim say this all Torah, that the Torah does not really want this person to remain an Eved forever. And if he has a shifcha, then he might like, or he might want to remain an avid. But if he already has a ishu banim ikara, then that means his ikarava is going to be for his ishu banim, not for the shifcha, and therefore there's less of a chance that he's going to end up remaining an avid forever. So for that reason, the Tai says you could give him a shifcha knanis, but only if he has an ishu banim, only if he already has that ava for ishra rishon and the banim, and that way there's less of a chashash that he'll remain an avid forever. To my dear friends, ayave tayra v'leim de tayra di b'chol asar v'asar. This is Pinchas Gross speaking. I've been privileged to be the Rav of Kehilas Derech Chaim for close to 9 years. Derech Chaim is a unique kehila of Bnei Aliyah who are always pushing themselves to grow further in their Torah and their Avodas Hashem. We just started construction in our much-needed building, and we're having a matching campaign to raise the funds needed to complete this project. It would mean a lot to me if you'd be able to contribute to this campaign. In this schus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should reward you with bracha v'atzlacha and gashmus and ruchnius, chol tov sela and aksiva v'chasim ha'tayva lanu ulechol Yisrael. Please go to tinyurl.com/RabbiGross. Thank you very much.